and it was what started the book off. There was an article in, no, a column in The Guardian, which ran for ages, and this woman just blithering on about her family, basically. But one of the things that she blithered on about was that her teenage son was being required to study The Ancient Mariner. And he had to write an essay about The Ancient Mariner. And on his way out of the house to go and not write this essay, he said, surely there's a quicker way of telling this story. And I thought, yeah, there probably is. So I wrote it. So this is called The 32nd Mariner. It actually takes slightly longer than 30 seconds, but not much. It was the ancient mariner who stoppeth one in three. I killed a bird, he cried. The ship becalmed, a flat salt sea. All my shipmates died of thirst. Save me. Forget the bird, the wedding guest replied. Let me sneak you right inside. I'll get you a drink. Yeah, let's avoid that dopehead tailor. He took the hind leg off a sailor. You'll not be wanting water, I should think. Come and meet the bride. So this one is called A Banished Lord to His Mistress. An archive. A box. The label. Letter. Japanese. 16th century. Unsigned. I'm too far away from you now to pretend. You know what I feel, what I want. You know I had to leave. You know all. Yet you ask me where I will be, what I will do. I will be away from you, is that not enough? Do not require me to express all my wants and desires. My want of words must tell you all that I will lack. For the rest of my life, the tale of my existence henceforth, out of your regard, is this, a journey to nowhere, a life unlived. Even so, I beg you, burn this. This one, it's called Prairie Rain. The crows mock and the hammock rocks as dusk comes into land. The thunderheads smoke with unspoilt rain and the wind chime idles into a John Cage moment, tinged with a last doleful, hollow note. The wind dies and birdsong opens the trees with confiding murmurs. The creak of rope on metal, on wood, a ship in harbour rocking against the quay. The soft rustle of pages turned, the chink of ice in glass. My nose itches for another sneeze. James sneezes instead, and we speak momentarily in German. Gesundheit, danke, bitte. He is reading about Vienna, and rain hits the porch roof, a brief flurry that sounds like hail and darkens the deck with drops the size of old pennies. Thunder rumbles behind the trees, a mile-long freight train, a metallic pinging as the raindrops come more quickly, closer. Still individuals, not a mob, yet. The grass scents the air, bruised by the weight of rain. James picks up his book and glass. It is too dark to read. I roll from the hammock, and with a crack of thunder, we collide as the porch door swings violently open, almost breaking its hinges. The freight train arrives. The birds, startled, complain.